for calling Dorothy Jane with D-Systems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Two things. One, I was just making some notes, doing some calculations, because I wanted to set a new goal. You know, I had my 4-mile-an-hour goal and on the Greenway, and I've gone so much past that. I'm basically at 4.5, and I'm planning to try to make it to 5 by the end of the year, which pleases me. I mean, I have to have, that's what I can do. I need to get down to 56 minutes to get to 4.5 miles an hour, and I'm at 57, so I'm pretty close. And then 50 minutes and 24 seconds to be 5 miles an hour. And considering the energy level I have walking, I don't think that's going to be a problem to do. I'm cutting when I take the trip. When I beat my time, I beat it by well over a minute, even 2 minutes. So I'm cutting large chunks of time off as I make my new records. So I really think that this is possible. And again, I think this points to the state of health of the man you married. My attempt to try to keep my health good until I'm 90 years old seems like it's working well. But I'm encouraged by that. I'll just leave you with that. I'm really encouraged with that. It's my energy level beyond the walking. Just in my day, I notice it in the way I converse with people and things of that nature. I have so much more energy than ever before. I feel like, I think this is the Benjamin Button disease. I feel like in a lot of respects I'm getting younger it was interesting. I spoke with a gentleman yesterday who was a couple of inches shorter than I am, and he has quite the belly, and he said, yeah, I'm 215, and I said, yeah, I'm about 240, and he really was taken back, because I'm not blubbery. You know, if you look at my legs, they're not like they used to be. They are solid, and so is a lot of the rest of the body. There is a little bit of a stomach, a little pad came back, but not that much. But I'm encouraged. The man you married is prepared for you. He's prepared to live out his commitment to you. I love you.